bracket already busted? No worries. We have your chance at $1,000 four times a day. The $1,000 payoff begins March 29th on Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. Been talking a lot of basketball here in the first hour. We had the, obviously, tournament talk and Nuggets talk. And now let's move to a different level of basketball. Many of you know that the ABA, right? Dr. J, the Nuggets, all that good stuff. Well, the ABA still exists today, but it's taken on a very different kind of form. It's very cool what the new ABA does, and Colorado Springs is getting a brand new team in the ABA, and joining us now to talk about it, we have three guests actually in studio. We'll start with the general manager of the Colorado Springs Mountaineers, Jay Johnson, but also Coach Jerry White and Marketing Director Nate Shepherd are in with us as well. Jay, scoot on up to the microphone and tell us how you're doing today.
I'm doing great, man. I just want to thank everybody for allowing us to come here on this radio station and talk a little bit about our team.
Yeah, very cool. So give us a little background on what the ABA as it currently exists in the United States. What is it?
Well, pretty much it started back in 1967, and they merged in 1976. It was the Denver Nuggets, the San Antonio Spurs, the New Jersey Nets, and all these good teams, and Indiana Pacers.
Right.
And so now it still have the same NBA caliber players. You got the D-League players, you got the G-League players, and you also have FIBA players.
Mm.
You know, guys straight out of college as well.
Oh, very cool. So talk to us a little bit about how the Mountaineers came to exist, because the ABA as it exists, this is not a limited, this is not 15, 20, 8 teams. There are a lot of teams. So tell me how the Mountaineers came to be.
We came to be, we got with the owner. His name was Joe. He told us a little bit about the ABA, and really wanted to bring some excitement here to Colorado Springs and get a great fan base and help out the community a lot. There's over 126 teams right now, and we just wanted to bring a championship caliber professional team here to Colorado Springs.
Very cool. So you guys, give us the details as far as when you guys are going. When is your first game, or when does your season start?
The first game is in November, but we got some tournaments coming up. Those tournaments are going to be held at Memorial Day weekend. Mm. Just a 18 and above people who think they can, you know, can come out and play, and we're going to get that all set up and display our team at that point.
So Jay, what I wanted to ask you about is, you know, I was born in. Raised here in Colorado Springs, seen a lot of stuff come and go. What kind of style of basketball do you think your team is going to be playing? Because when Ryan says ABA to me, I think of, you know, I think of Dr. J and all those players, just like the really fast tempo, up tempo style of basketball.
It's going to be fast tempo. Like I said, these are NBA guys.
Right.
They're G League and D League guys, so it's going to be fast paced as well. But it's played at the college rules.
Right,
everything is played at the college rules. But we have some exciting guys that have came and tried out, and we're picking a championship caliber team right now.
Is the clock going to be like a college clock as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, when he says ABA, I think of red, white, and blue. Is there going to be a red, white, and blue basketball?
Yes, it is. It's still
really
the same red, white,
and
blue.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yes, it is.
It matches your hat. I was like, you have this Bills hat on, and I heard the ABA, and I was like, all right, maybe he's doing it for the colors, or he's a Bills fan.
I am a Bills fan. I've been a diehard Bills fan since I was a little boy, but I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama. I know both of those are on two sides of the planet,
right.
But always been a Bills fan.
The weather's different too, man.
Yes, it is.
Like, I would not be a Bills fan if I had to go to see a game.
Well, it's hard to be a Bills fan after you lose four in a row too, so.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I've been there as a Bronco fan.
Joined by the Brain Trust. Can I call you guys the Brain Trust?
Yeah.
Of the Colorado Springs Mountaineers here on Drive Time Sports. It's the newest ABA team that's going to start play later this year. You're talking about getting a team together. Where are you at in that process? Are you still looking for players? Do you have where are you at as far as building the actual team?
Yes, we are still looking for players. Right now, We're building a 12 to 15 man roster. We got about six guys that sign to us right now, and yeah, we're still looking. So if guys out there that have that championship caliber and wants to come out and play, reach out to us.
When do we see? Because I've been scouring. Do we have like a preliminary roster? Can we know any of the names? Is this all? Are you guys planning some big reveal, Coach? Why don't we go on that?
Well, that's under wraps right now.
Okay, fine.
We're going to keep that under
all
wraps.
All right.
And I heard he was talking about what kind of a team that we would want it to have. Where it's going to be fundamentally sound. Well, we can get anybody to run up and down the court. So we want to fundamentally sound with that, you know, backyard flair, you know, so up and down. But we know what we're doing out there, and so we're going to be trying to get guys from who have played already FIBA basketball, guys who have played NBA basketball. So we're going to get that caliber of players. Also, we want to go local and keep things local and bring in guys who have that caliber of play but decided not to go into college right off the bat. You know, so we want to be able to train those guys to be able to come in and do their stuff as well.
This could be for any of the three of you. So kind of walk us through now. We're sitting here in late March. What's the timeline here? Do you guys need to have a team figured out by X date? Do you need to have your uniforms? All this kind of stuff. So a lot of our listeners want to jump on and be Mountaineer fans, so help us do that. What are you guys going to be up to in the next few weeks, the next month?
Well, the next few weeks, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of things within the community. First off, try to get our word out. We'll be at Bubba's on April 23rd. Just please come out, support. You know, if you're a basketball player, if you have kids, family, come out, support us. We'd definitely like to get to know the community, and the community can get to know us as well. And as the GM, Jay, said, we'll also be doing a summer league tournament come May 29th, 28th, 29th, around the Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of that stuff right now just to get our, quote-unquote, boots on the ground. People can get to know us and start to flourish from there.
And something that you guys have brought up a couple times, but I want to make a special point of it. One of the stated goals of the ABA is to be really community involved. Like every sports entity wants to be community involved, but it's like the ABA's mission statement that they want to do a lot of stuff in the community. So you guys are going to be playing basketball, but you're also trying to do a lot of stuff in the community. So obviously that strikes a chord with people. Where's the best place to find you guys? Social media, website, all that kind of stuff, so we could start following you closely here as you guys lead up to the new season.
For sure. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's CS Mountaineers.
Very, very cool. Well, we're all in. I was kind of hoping that maybe there'd be some swag, some shirts or something for us, Jay. I thought that was... It was an unspoken. I thought it was an unspoken agreement that you just brought us goodies.
The guy that's supposed to have been here with us, he's got all the swag, and he's supposed to have brought that to me today while I was at work.
Oh my goodness!
But he did. He got caught up into more appointments that we have going, and I wasn't able to get it. But I promise you guys, you'll get all the swag that we got.
Perfect.
Well, we get done at 6 too, so there's still time today.
So yeah, please take time out of your busy day to circle back around. No, we'll display some Mountaineer stuff here in studio, and it's really cool that you're doing it, and we'd love to be a part of it in any way that you guys see that Chris and I can be involved, and hopefully you guys have a lot of success here. There have been other sports entities that have come and gone. Hopefully you guys stick around. So we really appreciate you taking the time, and this won't be the last conversation that the six of us have. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys for allowing us to be here.
Again, that's Jay Johnson, Jerry White, and Nate Shepard from the Colorado Springs Mountaineers at CS Mountaineers on Twitter. We'll take a break.